speaking yesterday, Ron Starr, I was impressed with his win. Didn't win by a margin, Jimmy, I know, and just fell in over River Bird, but just the way he toughed it out, because he was under siege from the turn. I think Gary Portelli has a promising youngster on his hands. Gary's on the line. Good morning, Gary. And that was the most impressive part of the win for mine, Gary, was the way he fought back, because I think he got headed halfway down the straight.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Yeah, exactly, mate. He looked gone at the 200 metre mark when they started to line up behind him, and mate, he showed great fighting qualities to kick back.
Mm. You can't see those fighting qualities in a parade ring or anything, Gary. And so, you know, he's an unlikely looking thing, Ron Starr, with the sway back and all of that sort of thing.
What, the ungainly action.
Yeah, yeah. What drew you to the horse?
Oh, look, the owners bred him.
Right.
I was very lucky to get hold of him to train really at the end of the day, because he would have sold him, being by Zoostar, and his mother won about six races. So it would have been a horse that would have been quite popular in a sale if he'd have looked all right. But he had this awful big sway back, and he had bits and pieces all over the place, really. And, you know, he's grown into a really nice horse, though. I think, you know, once you put a saddle on, it fills that gap in his back. He actually looks quite a good shape. He's got a beautiful big hind quarter, great hip, big deep gasket, and good set of thighs on him. Everything you want to see in a sprinter, and he's got a fantastic attitude. So, you know, he's got it all there. It's just a matter of whether, you know, he strengthens up, and where we end up, I'm not sure. But, you know, he's always showed, from the time we started working him, I said to Ron Burns, who'd bred him, spent a lot of money over the years on horses, with different trainers and syndicators and whatever. He's been trying to get a good horse, and I said, it'd be ironic that you've spent all this money on horses over the years, buying shares in horses, and your best one's going to be one that you couldn't get rid of yourself, you know? So we always showed that he had a little extra factor about him when we were educating him, and it was fantastic to see for all of our staff as well that put a lot of work behind the scenes of these horses, to see him turn up and do everything right on race day, their first go. You know, it's not often it happens, but we got away with it.
Yeah. Hey, Gary, just for our listeners, a sway back, how would you describe it? Like a big hollow in their back, isn't it?
Yeah, big high wither, which is a big dip just behind the wither into the sort of middle of their back. And he's quite long in the back as well, so that extenuates the situation. Yeah. But certainly, I've had a couple of them in the past, and it doesn't stop them, but it just doesn't, you know, look saleable, so to say it was lucky for us.
Tallick had a sway back, Jim.
Is that right?
The great Tallick.
Seriously. Yeah, so. Well, Brian Smith once described Nathan Hindmarsh as having a sway back. And obviously he was a great player as well. I keep telling Ray, Gary, that we shouldn't be buying horses, we should be breeding horses, but he doesn't tend to agree with me.
It takes a lot longer, Jim. You've got to be
patient. Yeah, I'm patient. 8 years together, we're patient. Now, can we get Ron Starr over 1,200 metres, over more than 1,200 metres?
Gary, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, look, I think that'll be his go as he gets obviously a little older. I think the breed, the Zoostars, are going to... everyone seems to have one at home that they really like, and I think they're going to be nice horses when they turn three, and that's just around the corner now, and this bloke will be the same. But yeah, I think he'll get 1,400, especially the way he controls the speed out of the gates. Like he was in control from the time the gates opened. And as I said yesterday, it's a quality that people seem to put human qualities or into horses sometimes, you know, as far as like intelligence and things like that. You know, you got to understand this horse has never been away from Warwick Farm track work. He's only to trial once at Warwick Farm. You know, they come around the turn, they don't know where the winning post is. They just... trying to beat off the horses around them, you know, and he showed that he had that fighting quality. As I said, now next start you'd have to think that with that run under his belt, if he was able to control the speed again, that he'd come to the corner and really let down, and he might put hopefully stretch away where I thought he just looked like he didn't know what he was doing. Yeah. He got to the front and he sort of was waving, and then Jason Coyle's horse came out of the pack, and you could see in that last bit, he said, "You're not getting past me." And he does that track work all the time. They just can't get past him at track work.
You know, it's a great quality
to have.
Yeah. Gary, just quickly, I did ask you yesterday, She Will Reign. I think she comes back into the stable tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to see that truck turn up tomorrow. I'll be up the front like the kid out the front waiting for the bus to come to school. She's coming back and looking forward to her. She'll be aiming at the missile first up, which is early spring, and we'll work out a campaign from there. But, you know, I'd like to see her try to get over a little further this time. I don't think she's as sharp as what she was when she was two. So I think we'll try to stretch her out to 1,400, and then we'll work it out from there. But if she was to win the missile first up, then, you know, obviously we've got a decision. Will we stick to the sprint, sort of, we'll try to get her out? It'll all come down to how she goes first up. And obviously there's that still that big lure in October as well, the Everest, which is something that everyone that's got a nice horse in their stable would be trying to get a ticket into. But, you know, at this stage, we just want to see her come back and get back to her best.
13th of October is the Everest, to which you allude to. $101 she will reign. And currently in the $101 in the tab.com.au market, Gary. So be very interesting to see how she goes first up, and we'll give you the indication from there. Great to have a chat this morning, mate, and appreciate you coming on the program. You're always very good to us.
Always nice to talk to you on a Sunday morning, guys. You know that.
Means you better win.
You better win.
Thanks, Gary.
See you, guys. See you,
Gary Portelli there, winning performance for Ronstar, unlikely-looking horse, out of a Zoostar, and Zoostar making a name for himself, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a stallion now. Yeah. So, and as you said, every trainer seems to have a good Zoostar.
Yeah, right.